Sorry for the delay. Okay. In this week's parasha, we'll learn about the Shmoina Begadim. The Kohen Hedid has four Begadim, the Avnei, the Mitznefes, the Chesed, and the Chesayim. And the Kohen Gadol has an additional four Begadim, the Ephod, the Mil, the Chesonis, and the Tzitz. Right? The Ephod is an elaborate garment which goes around the body, which is used to hold in place. The primary function of the Ephod is to hold in place the Choshen. The Ephod is worn, it's like a cape. It's pretty much a cape with shoulder straps. On the shoulder straps we have the Avnei Shoyam. The 12 Shvatim are etched into the shoulder straps, and it holds in place the Choshen. And there's the Choshen, there's the Tzitz. And then there's the Me'il. The Me'il is a very large garment made purely out of Tchelis, which goes in front of the... which is worn by the Kohen Gadol, which has on the bottom of the Pa'amoin. Now there's a Pasuk in Yeshaya, in Perek Nun. The Pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem, Eze Sefer Krisus Imchem Asher Shilachti. The Pasuk is referring to that Hashem has sent us away. Hashem has sent us away by destroying the Beis Hamikdash, sent us to Golus. And Hashem says, just because I sent you in Golus, don't get carried away. Don't go think that you're off the hook. Goes on to say a few things. Oh, me, mino, shay Hashem, nechati aschem, lo, I did even, where's your bill of divorce? Just because I sent you away, you're not divorced. You're still married to me. Don't think you can do whatever you want. Where is your deed, your document, which indicates that I have sold you? You're not sold. Hain, here's the part that I need. Hain be'avonoseichem nimkartem, through your own sins you have been sold into exile. Uvefish eichem shulcha imchem. And due to your sins, your peshoim, shulcha imchem, your mother has been sent away. Imchem loshna loshna of a nation, the ummah. Your mother has been sent away. The Mitzudos, he says here in Pasuk Aleph, that Ba'avur ha-peshoim nishlucha ha-knisa shalachem. Imcham here means your nation, your knisa, your gathering. V'yimkeim b'shuva yeh nekar ha-shiluchin. And if you'll do tshuva, you will be restored. Just because I have sent you away, it's not hopeless. There's always a possibility that I will take you back. So Rav Shimshon, how do you pronounce his name? Asteropoli says that in this pasuk alludes the difference between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between the way we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when there was a Beis HaMikdash and when there was no Beis HaMikdash. The word Imchem, which simply means Knisa, your gathering, your nation, like a nation, like an aim, an am, is a nation. What it means is, it's Rosh Tevos, Avnet, Mitznefes, Kisoines, and Nichnosayim. And he goes on to say, I thought it was part of the Pasuk. It is another Pasuk, but unfortunately I didn't prepare this well enough. What are we left with, Bizman Hazeh? We're left with Emchotz. What's Emchotz? It should be here somewhere in the Pasuk. We're left with Emchatz, which is Ephod, Mi'il, Choshen, and Tzitz. Okay, but let's just focus now on what it says here. Shilcha Imchem. I have to really do more research if it's a Pasuk or it's a Medrash. But these two words are the focus of his Drasha. Shilcha Imchem, that due to your sins, Hashem says, you know what? I am going to take off from my spiritual essence the four begadim. I'm going to take off my body the Avnei, the Mitznefes, the Ksoines, the Michnasayim. And the only thing that I'm going to remain wearing, Hashem says, is going to be Emchatz. I will remain wearing the Ephod, the Me'il, the Choshen, and the Tzitz. In other words, what he's saying is that just like the Kohen Gadol wears Shmoine begadim, eight garments, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shemayim also wears eight big God. Now, of course, it does not mean Hashem wears physical clothing. That's apikorsis. So what it means is that each garment, it represents a certain midah, a certain idea, a certain concept, a certain koyach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dresses, is nislavish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts the world with certain midos. Clothing represent midos, represent characteristics, attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when the Klal Yisrael is doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're living in Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he conducts the world with 8 different attributes, which can be captured in the Shmoyne Begadim. The 4 Begadim of the Kohen Hedid, plus the 4 Begadim of the Kohen Gadol, the Avdei Mitznefes, the Ksenes, and the Mosayim, the Eifod, the Be'il, the Choshen, and the Tzitz. But in times of Galus, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us away, Shulcha Imchem, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the nation, the Am, he sends the nation out into Galus, then Hashem says, I'm going to hide myself, Enochi Haster Aster Panai, I'm no longer going to conduct the world with all of the attributes of what the Kohen Gadol dresses, I'm only going to conduct the world with 4 of the 8. Which 4 will I remain with? I will remain with the Eifo, the Mi'il, the Choshen, and the Tzitz. But I'm no longer going to conduct the world with the 4 Begadim of the Avnet, the Mitznefes, and the Kesoines, and the Michnasayim. Shulcha Imchem. Because of your sins, Hashem says, this is how he interprets the Pasuk, because of your sins, until now, I'm conducting the world with all 8 Begadim. But because of your sins, Shulcha, I'm going to remove, to send away, to remove, to disrobe, Imchem, the 4 Begadim, the Avnei, the Mitznefes, the Ksoines, and the Michnasayim, I'll only remain wearing the other 4 Begadim of the Eifo, the Mi'il, the Choshen, and the Tzitz. So what in the world is going on? What does this all mean? What does this mean? This Medrash, this Mimer, this Kabbalistic Mimer, doesn't make any sense. So the Shvili Pinchas, Pinchas Friedman, I think also pretty much based in line with Rav Shimshin May
Astropoli
explains that what it means is, these are, I'm not dwelling on this, Kabbalistic Inyanim, is that the 4 Begadim, the Big Day Lavan, the 4 basic Begadim, the Avne, the Mitznefes, the Ksenes, the Michnasayim, represent Midas Harachamim. Mercy, they're white, they're big, they love on, they're white. The 4 begotten of the Eifo, the Mi'il, the Choshen, and the Tzitz all include Zohav, colors and gold, very elaborate materials which represent in the world of Kabbalah, which I'm not familiar with, Midas Hadin. So when Klal Yisrael was operating on a level where there was a base Hamigdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we living in Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was protecting us, then we had Midas HaRachamim. The Rachamim diluted in Hashem wore all 8. Hashem wore the Midas, the Big Day Lavan, with Midas, everything was there. But now in Golos, there is a lack, there is an absence of Rachamim, and unfortunately we're just left with Din. This is his basic approach. You have to look in the Sefer to see how he develops it. I just want to focus on one little prat. I want to give a little bit of a jush. Because what's the basic question? The basic question is, does it make any sense? If you're the Kohen Gadol, and you're angry at your people, and you want to disrobe, to take off your big thing, what are you going to take off? You're going to take off the extra 4 Begadim. You'll take off the tzitz. If the Kohen Gadol represents Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael are sinners, so I quit. So what do you do when you quit? I'm no longer going to be the Kohen Gadol. I'll take off the tzitz, I'll take off the choshen, and the ephod, and the mi'il, and I'll be just like an ordinary citizen. I'll wear the mitznefes, the avnet, the michnasayim, and the kesoines, right? The essentials. You wear your undergarments, right? If you're a judge, and you quit the job, so what do you take off? You take off the robe, but you wear your undergarments. You wear your pants and a shirt, right? That's what I assume. I quit. I'm no longer a judge. You people, you're corrupt. The city of New York is no good. I don't want to be involved in this city, in this country. So, you know what? I'll take off my undergarments, but I'll wear the robe. It doesn't make any sense. But that's exactly what it says here in this pasuk. The Kohen Gadol wears 8 Begadim. These 8 Begadim really, they capture the essence of the Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midos, the way he conducts the world, the way he relates to the world. So here, when a Klal Yisrael is sinning, when they sin, so therefore we ask, it's Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what, you bunch of sinners, I quit. I quit my relationship with you. I'm going to take off my undergarments. But I'm still going to wear the tzitz, the choshen, the me'il, and the ephod. It doesn't make any sense. It should be just the opposite. Hashem should say, you don't want to behave yourself? I quit. I'm not going to be nice to you, to this world. I'm not going to do anything special. I'll take off the extra special fancy garments, but I'm going to wear the basic garments. What's going on? Okay, so he deals with that. It's very difficult. The question is much better than the answer. But I want to suggest is exactly what is the nature of Galus is all about. What do we have today in Galus? We're in Galus. Look around. Go outside and go look around what's doing in Klal Yisrael. It's incredible. Baruch Hashem, not coming to be critical. There are organizations of chesed. There are institutions of higher learning. There are chesed organizations. Whatever you want, there is. You'll find an organization, an institution for every beautiful nida that there exists in Klal Yisrael. You know what's missing in Klal Yisrael? The fundamentals. That's what's missing. The Yirah Shemayim. The basic Ehrlichkeit, honesty, Yirah Shemayim, fundamentals. That is the nature of Galus. When there's Klal Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael, what do we learn in Ezra, Nehemiah, before Nehemiah and Ezra coming to Eretz Yisrael, they're going now to enact all of these new takonis. You have to lane Monday and Thursday, and you have to on Shabbos, you can't touch muksa, you can't do this, you can't do that, you have to do this, not do that. How did Klal Yisrael live from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu until Ezra? They touch muksa, they were able, they didn't have to lane twice, have long davenings. You know why? They didn't need all the glitter. They didn't need the smoke and mirrors. You know why they didn't need the smoke and mirrors? Because they had the basic fundamentals. They had a deep, ingrained level of Yirah Shamayim. When you have the basic big day love on, you don't need the glitter of the tzitz and the ephod and the choshen. It's a nice thing. When you have the fundamentals, and then you want to build upon it, you want to also dress yourself in extra special garments and do extra special things. Beautiful. But you got to have the fundamentals. Hashem here is complaining to Klal Yisrael, taking the yesoid of this drush, but we're just twisting it a little bit differently. Hashem is saying, Klal Yisrael, the beginning of Perek, you have to look at Perek Yeshaya, Perek Nun. Koyim Hashem, Eizah Sefer Krisus. The whole Perek deals with Galus. Where's your divorce, Tacha? You're not behaving yourself. You're in Galus. Just because you're in Galus doesn't mean you can be Mechal Shabbos. Just because you're in Galus doesn't mean you can intermarry. It's a temporary situation. The day will come. But in the meantime, Uvipish Eichem, due to your sins, you know what the essence of due to of when a person, when Klal Yisrael, they're sinners in Galus? The essence of Galus? Shulcha Imchem. You, Klal Yisrael, you've taken off the undergarments, and you left upon yourself the garments of glitter and smoke and mirrors. That's what you're still wearing. In Galus, how do we look in this world to the nations of the world? Klal Yisrael and Galus. We look like the Kohen Gadol, dressed in pajamas for his undergarments, so not even that, dressed in shorts and a t-shirt, wearing the ephod with the choshen and the tzitz. And the me'il. That's what we look like to the goyim. Wow! What a beautiful tzitz. Kodesh LaHashem. What a beautiful choshen. Ali Boy Tamid. The shiftei ka. Wow, what a beautiful ephod with the shoulder pieces. Klal Yisrael raises its banner that we are a nation apart. We have all of these wonderful institutions of chesed and of higher learning. But you know what we're missing? We're missing a pair of pants. We're missing a shirt. We're missing a belt. We're missing a simple little hat. We're missing the fundamentals. When you're missing the fundamentals and you're wearing the glitter, this is the essence of Galus. Uvepish Eichem, in your sins, what have you done in your sins? Klal Yisrael is begeder shulcha, you've taken off Imchem. You've taken off the Avnet, the Mitznefes, the Kesoines, and the Michnasayim, the four Begadim of the Kohen Hedyot. And what are you wearing? We're still wearing Emchatz. We're still wearing the Ephod, the Me'il, the Choshen, and the Tzitz. Isn't this the essence of what Golus is all about? Of how we look to the nations of the world, how we look to ourselves in Golus? So Purim Shmiel. These begadim are only mindless when you have the fundamentals. Okay, that's a very interesting. This is one vart I wanted to share with you in relation to the Dalid begad. Now let's go to another idea. Let's discuss the extra four begadim of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, he wears an extra four begadim. Extra four begadim called the ephod, the mi'il, the chosh, and the tzitz. I want to suggest to you, it's not only my idea, is that these four begadim, really what they are the equivalent of a talis and tefillin. In other words, the regular dress of a regular simple person, you go to work, you got to wear a pair of pants, you got to wear a shirt, you got to wear a hat and a belt, right? That's like, even today, fundamentals. A Kohen Hedyot wears four basic garments. Simple as possible. Tachlis of Pashtus. Pair of pants, shirt, he wears a hat and a belt. White, simple, plain as possible. When you go to Davin, what do? When you come to the Beis HaKnesses, you come in and you put on a talis and tefillin. That's really what the Kohen Gadol is doing. When the Kohen Gadol comes to the Beis HaMikdash, he puts on the four extra begadim, he's putting on talis and tefillin. What do we mean? What is the me'il? The me'il is a very large garment that has four corners. If you look in the picture books of the me'il, you'll notice it's a talis. It's basically an oversized talis katan. Go look at the picture books. That's what it is. An oversized talis katan. It's not stitched, according to most opinions, along the sides. It's just a massive sheet which has a hole in the middle you put over your head. So what's the obvious kashan all the mafarshim deal with? Where are the tzitzis? He's mevatel the mitzvah saseh of tzitzis. It's a garment of four corners. They don't make it round like a kapata. Where are the tzitzis? Furthermore, it's very interesting is that the whole garment is tchelas. The whole garment, a regular garment, so the garment is white, and you put on the corners tchelas. This garment is kula tchelas. So Alderich Jush, we can suggest, is that the me'il does have tzitzis. It's a different type of tzitzis. The pa'amoinim. On the bottom of the garment, there are 72 bells. And the bells are separated with pomegranates. There's a complex pattern. Pamoin zav rimon, pamoin zav rimon al shlei ha'me'il saviv. V'nishma koiloi bivo'oy ala koidish. The purpose of these bells along the bottom of the me'il is that when the Kohen Gadol walks, it makes noise. In other words, there are two types of tzitzis. The tzitzis for the average Jew is uri isem oso uzechartem es kol mitzvah Hashem va'asisem osam, is to see. The Kohen Gadol also has tzitzis, but his tzitzis are v'nishma koiloi. The tzitzis are to remind him with sound. Doesn't only mean we simply interpret it that picture's worth a thousand words. Shmi is on a much higher level. That's true in one respect, but in other respects, shmiya is greater than riyah. Shmiya is a constant reminder. It's sound. Sound is stimulating. There's a certain stimulation that's found in sound, in music, and sound that you don't have in the koyach of riyah. Chazal, all they say is ein doime. You can't compare. They're very different. Each one has its smileless, and this is not a discussion for now. But the point I want to make is that the Kohen Gadol, the Mi'il, is the tzitzis, is the talis of the Kohen Gadol. It's a different type of talis. It's a bag of dalal kenafas. It's kula tchelas, not just one strand of tchelas which goes along the corner of the garment. It's this was the question that that Koirach asked Moshe. A beged shel kula tchelas, does it need tzitzis or not? It's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. Moshe gave an answer. But the kasha is a good kasha. And you know why it's such a good kasha? Because that's exactly the purpose. That's exactly the purpose of the me'il of the Kohen Gadol. It's taka bega shekula tcheles. It doesn't need tzitzis. It already has the tzitzis, u'isim, also zechaitim. You look at the tchelus, and the tchelus reminds you of the yam, and the yam reminds you of the rekia, and the rekia reminds you of the kisei hakavod. The whole begin, the whole purpose of wearing tzitzis is in order to be reminded of the kisei hakavod. Certainly, if only one chut of tchelus is enough to remind you of the kisei hakavod, certainly the whole begin. So to a certain respect, the begin should chul tchelus does have that. But it builds upon the re'isem also u'zachartim of kula tcheles. It builds, in addition to the re'iyah of tcheles, you also have the ma'ilah v'nishma koyloi b'voy. It's a higher level. It's the talis of the Kohen Gadol. Now, what else does the Kohen Gadol wear? He wears tefillin. What are the tefillin? Let's take a step back. Very basic question. The tzitz. This is a svasenes. How do you write the Shem Hashem on the tzitz? You all know from the Daf Yomi. Not so long ago. Kodesh LaHashem. So if you look in the picture books, how do you write Kodesh LaHashem? So the different opinions. One opinion is that the word LaHashem must be raised above. Because Hashem is on a high, you can't put Hashem on the same level as the word Kodesh. You have to read the words Kodesh and go up. The Sfasemis says that's why. What's the deeper meaning of it being raised a little bit higher above the word Kodesh? Because the Tzitz was meant to be read together with the Choshen. The Choshen, on the Choshen it says all of the Shvatim, the Yud Beis Shvatim. It says also Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov. And it says Shivtei Yeshurun. And the purpose is, you're supposed to read up Shvatim, Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, Shivtei Yeshurun, are Kodesh LaHashem. The reason why Hashem is on top of the word Kodesh is because you're reading up. And the reading up doesn't begin with just the tzitz, it begins with the choshen. The choshen are the shemos of the shvatim, keep on going up. The shvatim, kshifte yeshurin, kodesh lahashem. Klal Yisrael, the pasuk in Yeshaya, Yisrael kodesh lahashem. Yisrael is holy to Hashem. It's not just isolated, the tzitz, it's Kodesh LaHashem. The tzitz is part of a set. And the set includes the Choshen, which reads all the Shvatim. This is the Vav from the Sfasem. So we have two different parts. We have the Choshen, and we have the tzitz, they're a set. Now what else do we know about the Choshen? The Choshen needs a setting, it needs a bayith, it needs a moishav. And what's the moishav? The moishav of the tzitz is the ephod. The ephod, in one respect, was a beged that served as support for the choshen. What was the ephod? It was wrapped around the back of the body, had straps coming up, and the straps that came up supported, they were mishpitzoy, supported with chains, with ritzuos, those are the equivalent of the ritzuos, supported the choshen. And on the side, there was tcheles, which reinforced the choshen to the back of the garment. So in other words, the ephod, the entire function of the ephod can be viewed in one respect as the moishav, as the support for the choshen. And what is in the choshen? The choshen is klal yisrael, and buried within the choshen is the shem hamefarish. Very similar to tefillin. Tefillin is the bay. Tefillin has the outer leather, and then which is the bayis, the moishav, and in the bayis there's a piece of parchment. In the parchment, you have the parashios, and the parashios contain Hashem's name. The parashios have Hashem's name appears 21 times in the parashios. The parashios, to a certain degree, correspond to the Shem HaMefarash of the Urim V'Tumim, which are contained within the Choshen, and the Choshen, which is contained within the Ephod. And where is the Choshen in this entire support system that to the Ephod? It's the Hoya Alibo Tamit. It's on the heart of the Kohen Gadol. Where the Tefillin Shel Yad go? On the Yad Alavavicha. The Tefillin Shel Yad are called the osis alavavcha, upon your heart, which means that the Tefillin Shel Yad has been juxtaposed right against the lave, the heart. And what are the Tefillin Shel Yad? The Tefillin Shel Rosh. Where did the Tefillin Shel Rosh go? bein einechem, like the tzitz. The tzitz goes between the eyes. It goes right above the eyes in the same location as the tefillin would normally go, the tefillin shel rosh. So in other words, the ephod with the choshen and with the urim betum that are inside are the tefillin shel yad. It's al libo. And even some of us to go further, they explain that our rituals that we wear correspond to the sharsheros kavlus maasei avos. I once heard a darshan say that when you say these words to an audience, you all of a sudden get a headache. Just say, the sharsheros kavlus maasei avos. What in the world is that? Those are the chains, that come out of the shoulder pieces of the ephod going down to the choshen. So the choshen with the urim v'tumim, which is ali b'tamid, with the shar shos gavlus, represents the kohen gadol's tefillin shel yad, and that's part of a set which is read kodesh l'Hashem to the tzitz, which is the tefillin shel rosh. So sach hakol, you take all the begadim together. What is the kohen gadol really wearing when he goes in to serve? He's the ordinary person. He's the regular guy. Right, a regular person, he wears the four garments, pants, shirt, belt, hat. But when he goes to represent the Klal Yisrael, he becomes the Shliach Tzibur, and he puts on talis and tefillin. Not the talis and tefillin of the ordinary person. He puts on a magnified version of the talis and tefillin. The mi'il is the equivalent of the talis shel hedyot, and the choshen with its support system of the ephod is the tefillin shel yad, kodesh l'Hashem corresponding to the tefillin shel rosh. The kohen gadol is the shliach tzibur of Klal Yisrael. And when the shliach tzibur goes to represent Klal Yisrael, when the shliach tzibur goes up, he goes up dressed as a shliach tzibur, wearing talis, and to a whole new way to look at the kohen gadol. The kohen gadol is your average Joe, Chas Shalom to say that, but your average person with your four begadim, the pants, the shirt, the belt, and those are four basic garments. But go down for the omelet. Oh, you want me to down for the omelet? You put on talis and tefillin. In fact, I remember, they don't do this anymore, but I remember years ago when they used to have Yom Kippur Katan. Yom Kippur Katan Rosh Chodesh Elul. Can they do it today? A lot of there today, it's popular. You go Yom Kippur Katan Minyan. But I remember years ago in a certain place where the minig was that the Shliach Tzibur on Yom Kippur Katan Elul wears talis and tefillin. In other words, you come to Mincha, so the Shliach Tzibur puts on a talis. Everyone doesn't wear a talis. In Nusach Tzai, you don't even wear a talis. But in this yeshiva, not only did the Shliach Tzibur wear a talis, he wear a talis and tefillin. No one else would wear. Because you have to impress upon the Elul the severity. You're coming into Elul, this is serious business. We're coming to Yimei Hadin, Rosh Chodesh Elul, area Rosh Chodesh Elul. Shliach Tzibur, the way a Shliach Tzibur presents himself is dressed in talis and tefillin. The Kohen Gadol is the Shliach Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, and he wears talis and tefillin. And his four extra begadim are a magnified, enhanced, supercharged, bionic version of the talis and tefillin of the average individual. The choshen is like the bias, which is the support system for the choshen, which contains the urim v'tumim, which is like the shame and the shame. Aliboy tomit. Kodesh l'Hashem, part of a set, matching the tzitz, which is the tefillin shel rosh, which is exposed, pure gold. Talk about tefillin, remember we spoke yesterday about wearing gold tefillin. Where does it come from wearing gold tefillin? We discussed gold tefillin apostle. But there's a havanina that gold tefillin should be kosher. Where does it come from? It comes from the tzitz. Because the tzitz is the enhanced version of tefillin shel rosh. And it's perfectly pure gold with Hashem's name not hidden. Hidden within, but the Giloi Hester Panim Kodesh LaHashem. Okay, so that's one idea we want now. Now let's take that idea. I want to go a little bit step further in honor of Purim. In Purim, we have LaYudim Ayso Oyre V'Simcha V'Sasun V'Kar. tefillin. Okay, if you would tell me, like, the Moshe Oira, Simcha, V'Sason, I wouldn't... Oira, Zutoira. Okay, very... No one's going to complain. No one's going to give you a hard time with that. Kimu v'kiblu kima shekiblu kvar de'ri makabal avas anes. You'll find the whole long list of Midrashim, and without even the Midrashim, Torah is everything. We all know that. We don't have to... You're here in Koilel. Obviously, you know that Torah is everything. No one's going to give you a hard time. Simchas Yontif. No one's going to give you a hard time with that, right? To have another party, no one's going to give you a hard time. Sasan is Mila. Okay, that's already, you're going to have a hard time with Mila. Okay, so yeah, I see Beni Veinechem. All right, I agree. You have to struggle and explain to me what Purim has to do with Bris Mila. That's not for now. That's another time. We'll put that aside for now. But Vikar, if you were writing the book, I think it's very unlikely the average person would focus that Purim is a day to select, to pick and choose from all the Tayag mitzvahs, you're going to pick tefillin. It's not likely. Mila also is not going to be your first pick. Torah, fine. Yom Tov, fine. Mila and tefillin, okay, so we're not going to go into Mila, but what about tefillin? Why is tefillin such an ikar when it comes to the Yom Tov of Purim? So you'll right away, once already, I'm telling you that tefillin, so you'll work backwards. Of tefillin, v'rohu kol am he'aretz k'shem Hashem nikro lecha v'yadu mimeka. It represents the idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the whole world will be afraid. It says in the Megillah, Ki nofal pachad Mordechai aleihem, the pachad of the Yehudim, v'rabim me'ame haaretz mesiahadim. All right, excellent. We will now, in hindsight is always 20/20. Now we understand why tefillin it's very appropriate. But let's go a little bit deeper. Now that we know that tefillin, that the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol's tefillin, his levush, the choshen and the tzitz represents the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh, and the enhanced, super magnified version of tefillin of the Kohen Gadol is going to be the choshen and the tzitz. Let's go now to a very popular Gemara, Rashi and Chumash. Why was Aaron zoyche to be the Kohen Gadol? Why was he zoyche to wear the choshen ali by tamid? The ro'acha, the somach belibo. Famous Chazal. Moshe Rabbeinu was 3 years younger than Aaron. Aaron was the manig of Klal Yisrael at the side of Amram. Amram was the first manig. After Amram was Aaron. He led them for many, many years. It was his show. It was his authority. We don't know why exactly. It's very requires a lot of understanding. We just brush this to the side. Then Moshe comes and Aaron steps down. It's the most bizarre thing. Aaron is running the show. He's the Bukhar. Today you don't talk about, don't look at what's going on in the Hasidic world. A Rebbe leaves this world, and this World War III. Yeah. And you have this one, that one, from this marriage, that marriage. What? And in the yeshiva world, 100%. He's the Aaron. I'm the Bukhar. Aaron had everything going for him. He was the Bukhar. He was the oldest. He was running the show. He was the right-hand man of his father, Amram. Moshe Rabbeinu, he's gone. He's out. 40 years. And even the 40 years that he was there, he was running around. He was running around in the palace by Bastia with Paro. Moshe Rabbeinu is not a right to come and all of a sudden to take over, to take charge. He just shows up on the scene. And he was a kvat peh. Also, he couldn't even talk. He wasn't he wouldn't make it into the Flabbish Jewish Journal as one of the speakers at any of the conventions. He just wouldn't make it. And all of a sudden, Moshe Rabbeinu, what's going on? Hashem wants. This is Hashem's ratzon. Whatever Hashem's reasons are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sees into the hearts, he sees behind the scenes, this is what Hashem wants, and Hashem tells this to Aaron, and Aaron says, you know, I can't go there, there's an authority in town, I can't just walk in there to Mitzrayim and say I'm in charge. Hashem says, don't worry, V'racha v'samach belibo, don't worry, I know your brother Aaron. I told him, he was in Zanavi, when he'll see you, he'll give over the reins of leadership with the greatest simcha. not because he doesn't want to do it, but because if this is the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'ro'acha v'samach b'libo, this is something which is impossible for us to understand. A madrega which is way, way beyond we can relate to in our generation or any generation. And Chazal tell us, in reward for v'ro'acha v'samach b'libo, he was zoicha to the ultimate kavod, not just lighting the menorah, but to wear on his heart the choshen mishpat, to wear on his heart the urim b'tumim l'shem HaShem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the choshen? The choshen is the tefillin shel yad. So we just learned. And what is the tefillin shel yad? It's part of a set. There's the tefillin shel yad and there's a tefillin shel rosh. You can't wear one without the other. Now it makes good sense. V'ro'acha v'samach b'libo. You can't look at the tefillin shel yad without looking at the tefillin shel rosh. Aaron will see you. He'll look. He'll be glad and his heart will be filled with gladness. V'ro'acha v'samach b'libo. Now we understand that once m'meila you wear the tefillin shel yad, you got to go weiter. You got to put on the tefillin shel rosh. And the tefillin, soif ma'isa b'machshava tchila. Why the tefillin? Because it really starts with the tefillin shel rosh. Because v'ro'acha v'samach b'libo. Aaron has both. What is Purim? What was the sitna of Haman? The accusation? Yeshno am echad mifuzar u'miforod bein ho'anim. You don't have to worry about Klal Yisrael. You can wipe them off the map. They are dispersed. There's no achdus. They don't possess the midah v'ro'acha v'samach b'libo. When they see their friend has a simcha, when they see their friend something good happens, couldn't care less. Indifference. Mifuzar u'miforad. They're dispersed. They're separated. There's no achdus. There's no unity. There's no ahavas reyim. What is the yontif of Purim? Leich, what is the avoda, the antidote to mifuzar u'miforad bein ho'anim? Leich kinos es kol ha'yehudim. In gathering. We have to make tikkun. This is the shorash. If only we had leaders, that's the chesaron of a dar yosem. You don't know how to find the problem. If you know the problem, that's already 99% of the solution. We have problems. We don't know why. We don't know why. Esther knew why. There's a gezerah. Okay, Achashverosh. They bow down to the tselem, the party. But what is the root? The root of the problem. The root of the problem is Haman knows the root. Mifuzar u'miforad. And Mamela, what's the solution? The solution is Kenos Kol HaYehudim. She was the ultimate doctor. She was the best doctor for the spiritual machala of Klal Yisrael. So, and why is the celebration of Purim celebrated with Mishalach Manos? We understand. Now we understand. Mishalach Manos, that's the whole essence. The whole Mitzvah Hayom is not just to read the Megillah. The Mitzvah Hayom is to gladden the hearts of the poor. And more than that, even your wealthy multi-billion dollar friend, you also have to send him the same bottle of grape juice, little bottle of grape juice with little nuts. Because Mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'ehu, there has to be a degree of Achdus in Klal Yisrael. This is the Mitzvah Hayom. Now we have a whole new insight into Vikar. What is Tefillin? Well, let's now look at the average pair of Tefillin. Okay, the average pair of Tefillin costs $1,000. Okay, let's go look at the Tefillin that are priceless. The magnified Bionic Tefillin. What are the Bionic Tefillin? The Tefillin of the Kohen Gadol. The Choshen, the Shem Mefarish, and support, the Bayis, the Ephod, and the Tefillin Shel Rosh, that sits. What do we know about them now? They all come from the Zuchus, V'ro'acha, V'samach B'libo. The essence of Tefillin is the inyan of Achdus, of unity. The only time you could have the Shem Hashem upon you is when there is Achdus among Klal Yisrael. V'ro'acha v'samach b'libo. Now you understand why tefillin is essential to the Yontif of Purim. Lahidumaisa oira simcha v'sason v'kar. V'kar elu hatefillin. It's not just because tefillin is v'rohu kol ame ares kishem Hashem nikro lecha v'yar. Yet hakeis. You know when it's v'yar mimeka? It's when v'roacha v'samach b'libo. When you... What's the Yiddish word? Fargin? Is that the right word?
Yes.
Fargin someone, v'rocha v'somach b'libo, when there's achdus, when you come together with your friend, that's when you can have, that's the tikkun, mefuzo meforo, that's the tikkun for kenosis kol ha-yehudim, that's why tefillin is the Yom Tif of Purim. V'rocha v'somach b'libo. Okay, so this is... something I wanted to tie into this, I just forgot. Okay, so this is one approach to... Okay, what I want to remind you is that's why if you go look at... Tefillin is a very difficult, strange mitzvah in that it was given to us at the same time of the Karban Pesach. The Klai was about to leave Mitzrayim, right? They're about to leave Mitzrayim. And all of a sudden, our Rabbi Sai, wait, before we go, before you eat your matzah and your Karban Pesach, time out. By the way, I have for you a mitzvah. Mitzvah of Tum. Kaddish Lichol Bechor, right? The last aliyah of Parshas Bo. Before it's Vahi B'Shalach Paro, take a break, I got a mitzvah. What? It's filling all of a sudden over here. The Medrash, where did they make the, did they take get hides to make for themselves tefillin? It's a very popular medrash. They got the heights from the tefillin came from the heights of the Karban Pesach. They sacrificed the Karban Pesach. They took the leather from the animals, and from that leather, Moshe said, write parshios, write the parish of Kadesh, Vayakiviach, and make for yourself. What is Karban Pesach? It's the unity of Klal Yisrael. It's a carbon sibor. It's the only carbon sibor we have with a kinufia. The whole cloud Israel has to come together and bring a carbon together. It's the only carbon sibor. It's only time you have a carbon where you have to have a bias. You have to be part of a chavura, a group of people. Have to join together to be part of the bais, to be part, you have to register to be part of the chevra, to be part of this Karban Pesach. And the whole Klal Yisrael brings the Karban Pesach, it's a carbon, on the one hand it's a carbon yachid, because everyone has to bring their own personal Karban Pesach, part of his chabura, but it's also called the carbon sibur in Chazal, because the entire Klal Yisrael is bringing b'chinufya. What's going on? Because this is the essence of tefillin. V'ro'acha, you walk down in the middle. V'ro'acha v'somach b'livoi. The tefillin, our tefillin correspond to the tefillin of the Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol's tefillin is the choshen and the tzitz. And the choshen and the tzitz is from v'ro'acha v'somach b'livoi. It's achdos. Achdos, it's Purim. Leich knos kol ha-yehudim. Mefuza b'for b'enu amin. That's why it appears right before Yitzias Mitzrayim b'shalach, because that's part of the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach is the kinufya, the achdus of Klal Yisrael. This is the essence of tefillin. Okay, so this is one idea I wanted to share with you about. Let me just tell you another var. Once we're talking about tefillin, let's say another var about tefillin with regard to Purim. Once we know that tefillin represents Purim, there's another popular approach to understand why the mitzvah of tefillin relates so much to the Yom Tov of Purim, because Purim was the revelation of Nistar. V'anochi haster aster panai b'yoyim hahu. The whole essence of tefillin is a recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with us in the darkest of times. Tefillin are black. A color in Chazal is very significant. Every color has a different meaning. Black represents Hester upon it. It's not for nothing that funerals, it's black. Black represents, it's a Jewish color, black. Hester upon it. So why are tefillin? Make tefillin, you know, a happy color, cheerful color. Blue, boys, a light blue. A light blue for boys. Why we have black tefillin? It's Hester upon it. The Shem Hashem is not exposed. It's only the Shin. And the Shin is Shakai. Sh'omar da'i le'olamoy, Daila Alamai means Tzimtzum. I'm going to hide myself. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. There's Yudke Vavke. There's Adnus. No, that's not the name on the Tzol. It's Shakai. Hashem says, Stai. I don't want you to, I want to hide myself from this world. Hiddenness. The shame Hashem, the parshios are doubly hidden. You have the batim, and then if you open up your tefillin, I'm sure you know that you don't just put the parshios directly into the bayis. The parshios are first wrapped in parchment, and they're tied with goat hairs, and then they're put into the parashah. They're put into the batin. The shemos are doubly hidden. V'yanochi haster aster panai. Where do you put tefillin? You put tefillin in the same place. The only way you know in the place where you put tefillin is only known from the place where a person, a noble sir, would gash himself over the pain of death. That lo sisgoydu v'lo sosimu korcha bein einechem lemes. Rachmana litzlan, in the time of tsar, death, the ultimate hester upon him, a person would take a knife and cut himself. No, don't do that. Instead, have emunah. Put tefillin exactly in that same location. Lo sosimu korcha bein einechem lemes, where you would make a korcha, bold spot, put there now makom the tefillin. The whole essence of tefillin is the essence of emunah in the darkest of times. The Holocaust, you hear all these fascinating stories of Mesiras Nefesh, to wear tefillin in the camps, the concentration camps, because that's what tefillin is. Tefillin is an expression of emunah in the ultimate hester, which we can't even imagine what it means to be Mesiras Nefesh, to put on tefillin in a concentration camp where the next minute person may not be alive. What that means, what they're doing, the expression of emunah at such a moment in time. But now let's go further. What is Purim? It's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself. It's the revelation of the hester upon him. Now I want to say a Jewish, how many parashiyos there in Tefillin? 4 parashiyos. How many mitzvos do we have on Purim? 4 mitzvos. Mikra Megillah, Mishloach Manos, Su'udas Purim, and Matanos Levyonim. Those 4 mitzvos are the revelation of the 4 parashiyos. The first parasha, Shema Yisrael, Kabbalas O Malchus Shema. Can I get our parashas? The first mitzvah, what's the first parasha? Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael is Kabbalas O Malchus Shema. You declare Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah is a declaration. We declare, we are makir, that the miracle that has occurred is only through the Yad Hashem. The second parasha, V'hoya Im Shemoya, it represents the Tzibur, it represents... It's written B'loshon Rabbim. It's B'loshon, the entire parasha is B'loshon Rabbim. It refers to material blessing. It represents, and I want to suggest, is the inyan of Mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'ehu. Because it represents the uniqueness of the parasha of the Hoyom Shemoya is it's written to the Tzibur. It represents an Achdos of the Tzibur. Where the tzibur comes together, and when the tzibur comes together, do the mitzvos, then you'll be zeichah to incredible bracha. The whole essence of Mishloach Manos is the joining together. Shema is Bloshon Yochid. The other parashas, Ki Vayaki V'yach Hashem Elokecha, that's a different focus. The Hoyim Shema is a general parasha of being mekayim the mitzvos b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshcha b'chol miyodech, but b'loshon rabim for the tzibur. You have to work it out a little more. I'll leave it for you to fill in the details, but I think there's definitely something over here. I'll leave it for you. You're going to figure out b'chol. Next is parashas kadesh. Kadesh is the mitzvah of matzah. The primary mitzvah, if you look very carefully in the mitzvah, the parasha of Kadosh Lichol Bukhar, it's Bukhar, but that's not, it right away jumps to Shiva Siyam Techel of Matzos. The primary parasha of Bukhar is the second parasha, is V'hoya Ki Yiviyacha, is Matzah, and Matzah refers to a Suda. Suda. Suda's Purim. I mean, that's pretty. No, I take it back. So you're not going to like this, Jewish, but it refers to Matanos Levyonim, because Matzah is Lechem Oni. The whole essence of Matzah is poor man's bread. Lechem Oni. Matanos Levyonim. And the parasha of Oyokiv Yacho is Pidyon HaBen. And there's something in Halacha that Pidyon HaBen, which is very bizarre, and it's not really, it's very hard to find a source. I don't know the source, and it's a real struggle with this minhag. There's an inyan to make a very big suda for Pinyan Haben. There's a saying, no one knows where it comes from, whoever eats from a Pinyan Haben, it's as if he fasted 84 times. Did you ever hear this?
Garlic.
Yeah. This garlic. Garlic is to take flavor.
Sugar cubes.
There is something about it. I don't know what it's about. I don't know. There is some element in minhag. It's very hard. They asked Rabbi Chaim Zonnfeld. They asked him about this thing about 84 tanisim. So he says, yeah, he knows, he heard it, but I'll tell you something. If it works, pidyon is the lashon of pod, peidalit, to redeem. If you learn a daf gemara, it's also like you fasted 84 times. Because a daf is bigamatria, peidalit. So he told someone, don't be mavatal seder to go to a sudas pidyon haben. Oh, because there's such an inyan. They say if you eat from a sudas pidyon haben, it's like you fasted 84 times because of pod. Pod means to be peidah. You learn a daf gemara is also a pot, but nevertheless, this is accepted and it's acknowledged, and you have to just find the source. I'll leave that for you. Is that there is something to the sudas pidyon haben, and being that we have one more mitzvah left, the mitzvah of sudas, the mitzvah of a su'uda, and the fourth parish of Hayaki Yach is the mitzvah of a su'uda. So we want to suggest is that the fourth mitzvah corresponds to pidyon mitzvah. So let's review. We have tefillin. The essence of tefillin is hester panim. Purim is the gilui of hester panim. Tefillin, there are four parashios which are hidden. They're hidden haster aster, and those four parashios are now revealed. They're revealed in four mitzvos: Mikra Megillah, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Mishloach Manos, Ish L'Re'ehu, the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, V'Choya Im Shemoya Tishmul Mitzvosai Shanochem Misav Eschem Hayom Le'Ahav Hashem Elokeichem Ul'Avdo B'Chol Lo'am B'Chol Nafshechem. It's the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, which is expressed through Mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'ehu. That's V'Choya Im Shemoya. Then comes the parasha of Matzah, V'Choya Kadesh Lichol Bukhar, Pesach Rechem Yishol. Then it goes on to describe in very great detail Shiva Asyam Techol Matzos. Matzah is Lechem Oini. Lechem Oini is you have to acknowledge that you were poor, you were slaves, you were poor. Recognize that poor Amat Levionim. And then comes Pidyon Haben, Parakriyaki Yivyachal, Yishalimu, your firstborns, all the firstborns. This celebration that takes place through Pidyon is very great, requires a Suda. That's the Gilui in the fourth parasha of Sun. Okay, so we'll stop with this. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Have a Freilich Purim. Have a wonderful Purim. Purim Sameach.
Monday, right?
Monday. Shushan Purim.